Hello. Welcome to 101.9 FM CITR. You're here with Vancouver, right? Your favorite comedy morning show. It's me, Alex Byron.
Award-winning now. It's an award-winning comedy talk radio show.
Really? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We won an award. I mean, we don't need to know.
What was the category, Simon? Tell me the category.
I mean, you know
what?
Names aren't important.
No?
What's in a name? Nothing.
Apparently, it doesn't matter.
So the award is, whatever it was, it's okay.
The award was for the name.
Greatest radio show
of all time.
Something like that.
I mean, thanks, Gavin, for spoiling it right away.
We had a good two-minute bit there,
and you spoiled the punchline in seconds, so
wait,
thank you.
Wait, it was because of the name?
Yeah, we got best name.
If that's not
embarrassing. I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Who's here? We got a surprise guest.
We do.
Yeah. Oh, am I the surprise?
That's you.
How did I feel when Stuart walked in that door?
I knew it was going to be Stuart. Because who else do you know?
No one.
Gavin and Stuart.
Yeah.
And me. Yeah. And we're all here.
Hi.
How you doing?
Stuart is the top of the tree.
Oh, yeah, he is.
It goes me, Gavin.
Wait, what is this tree?
Of power. Just, I don't feel like there's a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're
scratch
putting,
your nose. Yeah. How's your chair? We did a chair shuffle in
it's
here.
It's way better.
Yeah,
this should be the third chair. I don't know why.
How's your lumbar feeling?
My back hurts a lot.
Oh. Yeah,
test levels. How are we doing? If I talk like this and Gavin, test. Are we coming in nice and hot?
Yeah. Why don't you, if you can't hear Alex, why don't you call in? It's 604 UBC CITR. Let us know what the levels are like.
Hi, I can hear Alex.
Turn him down. Yeah.
And if you call in a few times, you might end up on the show like I did. You could become a regular. You have to call in only like twice, and then you'll basically invite you into the studio.
You too could be a special guest.
Yeah.
I will give you a heads up here that last week I had coffee, and I noticed you have a coffee and a scone, and I received a lot.
Yeah.
Of flack from.
Well, good thing to say it on air while we're the mics are on.
I realized that about
what
halfway
are you
through
doing
as
right
I was
now.
Talking.
You guys are
we
like
also have
you guys, I like both of you how I like the worst sting operation like I want to see you as undercover
yeah,
like
yeah.
All right guys, where's the coke?
This is going to be a great bust, hey.
Good thing I'm a cop. Yeah. Oh, whoops.
We were also setting a few studio fires.
I remember when I was in the police academy back in.
Yeah. Might as well just start swearing now.
Why bother? I mean, it's fine. Just say whatever you want.
Yeah, rules are dumb.
We've wanted to get you in lots of times before, but you've been asleep, you know, tired boy. What's going on now? What's different?
Like most of your audience right now.
All the time. I don't know.
No, I am working night shifts, and I work at UBC, so I actually just got off work. So.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Night shifts.
Yeah.
That's not cool. That sounds horrible.
You're not down with night shifts?
No.
How do you feel?
I'm not down with this.
No, he's eating on the mic. Look at this guy.
Oh. It's an audio adventure through insanity. We got chairs rolling around.
Did you have food in the studio? Oh, no.
No. Oh, this scone's great.
The night shifts are okay. You know what I really like?
Night shift.
You know what I really like about UBC is that the closest Domino's pizza delivers up until 3 in the morning.
That's perfect
for
you.
Every night.
What is that, Dunbar? That's got to be the...
I think so.
Well, you do the online... That's great. I mean, nothing can stop you from getting that...
Dude, the one at my house will close at like 11 on like a Tuesday.
That seems early.
Which is awful, right? Because, you know, I don't know.
We've been on the air for like 3 minutes and you've already mentioned pizza.
Yeah. True.
It seems to be a theme.
Well, we do have a cheese scone here.
No, we don't.
Don't mention it!
Yeah, it definitely isn't here, and it's definitely not two of the three ingredients that are needed for pizza.
Oh, this is true.
You could put a little chive on a pizza.
Why
not?
Pepperoni bites in there.
Oh, my God.
Pepperoni scone.
Oh, my God. That's such a good idea.
That would just be pizza bread, essentially, by that point.
Yeah. You know, I
Sign
was
me up.
Sun-dried tomatoes in there, too.
Oh. You could do so many amazing things with a scone.
Mushroom baguette.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, there's a throwback. Oh. We have a podcast as well called Vancouver Right. Vancouver, Right? You can find that on iTunes, and you can get in touch with us at 604podcast@gmail.com. How long
did the podcast win an award for having a great name?
I guess vicariously. I mean, okay. It is the same name.
That answer is no. That's a definite no. Yeah.
We didn't really win an award
either.
Does
the trophy say number one pun on it?
It's more of wordplay, really.
We didn't really win an award either because best name is nothing. It's not a...
A trophy's a trophy, Simon.
Well, there's a show in Vancouver.
No, it's not.
There's a show at Hot Art Wet City once a month called Vancouverade. But not... Just like straight up Vancouverite.
Yeah,
like
they don't have the comma.
Yeah, lives in Vancouver.
Yeah,
And I'm on that show next month, so it'll be very curious if they plug this show. Oh. Welcome to Vancouverite, your next comic from the popular show Vancouver, right?
Okay.
If there's ever a place for somebody to get that joke,
they'll just think you're really self indulgent. They're like, yeah, we know he's from Vancouverite. He's here right now. What do you? Yeah, lean as far away from the mic.
Aren't you from Vancouver?
Yes.
This is insanity.
I thought it was supposed to be people who moved to Vancouver.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, sometimes you lie your way onto a show. You do what you can to get gigs.
Where would you pretend you were from?
I'm not pretending at all. I'm from Calgary.
Calgary.
Yeah. Can't even say the city name.
I'm from Calgary. I'm a native, can't you tell? Native of Calgary.
Calgary.
Those Flamers are real.
Flamer.
The Flamer team. Yeah.
Go Earlers. I love the Earlers.
Yeah. The old Ice Cowboys there.
Oh, boy.
I love the Stampede.
Do
you? Stampeder.
Yeah. Big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they run away from the Bulls down the street.
Speaking of Cowboys...
I like that.
Yeah, that was fine. Sometimes if I don't laugh, it's still funny.
Okay, we shouldn't always look to you for whether something's funny or not?
He doesn't have
a
great sense of humor.
No, it's true. I know that.
Already. He lies his way onto shows.
Have you guys heard a band?
Yeah, he said, I'm funny. Nope. Nothing. Damn. All right.
Sometimes. No, that was fine, too.
Okay, thank you.
Am I gonna keep
move on. Yeah, move on.
Have you heard of a band called A Job for Cowboys?
No, never.
Oh, Simon's got something... Simon has a foot-long baguette. He's eating a meatball sub. There's meat falling on a band called...
my God.
A Job for Cowboys. What's going on here? Have you heard of this band?
No, tell me about it.
I was working at the Vogue, and I heard...
Job for Cowboys.
The worst band in the world.
Oh, my God. Could we...
go on YouTube.
And
it was...
Yeah.
Because I remember I...
YouTube...
Mm-hmm. I mentioned Young Lean.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I talked about this
on the
show.
Oh, yeah. Young Lean is horrendous.
And
it
was real bad.
So a band from Cowboy. A band called...
You're doing it now.
The band.
A job for a cowboy.
Job for a cowboy.
A job for a cowboy.
But now I'll explain the title. Name. It is because apparently there's a big... There's a fad right now in the metal scene.
Okay.
Of cow killing. This is huge. Like, there's a lot of bands called, like, Bovine Murder. There's one called Cattle Decapitation.
What?
Yeah, it's just a really, like, badass thing to do is slaughter livestock.
Goats are old, man.
Yeah.
It's all about cows now.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably why it was like, we need to kill something new.
Yeah, like, the goats are dwindling.
And, so a job for a cowboy is like, you know, if you got to kill a cow... A job for a cowboy.
Hey, where did this start? Where did this bovine murder?
Well, I think that there's nothing less metal than Indian people.
What do you mean?
There's nothing less Indian than killing cows.
Oh, I see the logic here.
Yeah,
right.
But a lot of places will ban bands now because they promote meat.
Are they
cow
murdering?
Slaughter.
Are they throwing steaks in?
Slaughter. Yeah.
These guys went to the Legion and won a steak in the meat draw, and they're like, "God, this is metal, man. We gotta make a band out of this."
Cows are pretty docile, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like that's gotta be. If it was like about murdering bears or something, I'd be pretty. Like that's pretty metal.
Yeah, that is metal.
You might as well call your band like Cow Tipping or something. Like it is just. It's probably harder to kip a cow.
It couldn't be easier to kill a cow. Literally like just walk up to it.
Yeah. Sounds like a parody band.
It does.
Like a Weird Al type.
Well, let's hear it. What's a hit that you want to dig
but
into?
What do we got here? We got A Job for a Cowboy. Try that. Yeah. Oh, no. Entombment of a Machine. That's the one. That first one.
Oh, cool. Entombment of a Machine.
What is the... Oh, that. All right. We got a little album art there. Go to play the fifth.
You don't want to read along with the...
No.
Oh, it has a sing-along?
Well, yeah, that could be good, too. The lyrics could be good. All right. Enjoy the sweet sounds if you're just waking up to this lovely Job for a Cowboy. Here we go. And
oh yeah. I mean, so far it sounds pretty standard to me.
Dear Stuart.
This is standard.
Yeah, like, that's just death.
Did you have that little like thing?
Yeah.
What are the lyrics here?
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
It really doesn't. With death metal, lyrics don't matter. I assume it's about killing cows.
Maybe milk, cottage cheese, cheddar. I don't know. Hundreds of wires, and the mouth it attempts to speak. It attempts to lie.
Wow.
Yeah, this is just standard death metal, Alex.
Yes. Maybe I just hate death metal.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what we should do is we should give them an award for best name.
We should pass it off to them. We don't want that.
I would not want to insult them that heavily.
Like, I don't like it's your mean music, but great name, you know?
I love the name, like, Job for a Cowboy. It sounds like it would be, like, a Western band or something. I feel like it would confuse a dad.
I thought a cowboy was a job.
Yep. Yeah, well, a job for a cowboy.
Well,
cowboy-related task, like killing a cow.
Yeah.
I feel like if they really want to embrace the, like, country metal mashup, they should have some... That sounds like standard metal to me. They need some kind of country,
standard death metal.
Like an electric banjo or something. You know? They need something.
They need to have a cow sound in there.
They need a
cowbell.
The actual sounds of slaughtered beasts.
After the guy's been screaming for 2 minutes, they just need a...
Just sound like a just sound like a Morrissey album then.
That's true.
There was a guy in Germany who made a full album of pig sounds. Like, the first song was a pig being born.
See, that's
but
cowboy
it was
metal.
It was sampled, so it was like... and then the last one was being slaughtered.
Oh, man.
It was the life of a pig.
That's pretty metal.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember that's hearing horrible. There was a metal band who had a dog as a lead singer.
Yes.
And then there was another one that
I've
had
a
parrot as a lead singer. They would say words, it would just make a shrieking, screaming sound.
It wasn't
sound.
Even a talking parrot?
No, it was just like a bird.
Yeah.
So you just play all this metal music and then put the bird on the mic and it just goes like... Wah, wah, wah,
that's
know,
pretty awesome.
This,
that's kind of cool.
I mean, yeah.
And what about the dog? Would it just howl because of the...
Well, the dog, it was more like growling. And
what's the name
like,
of it?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
I'm pretty sure if you search band with a
band
dog
with a dog
singer, there's not a lot of competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will put the word metal in it because there might be it's got like it's probably got some cheesy name. Canaanus.
Canaanus.
Oh,
oh.
Remember?
Go down the rabbit hole.
Okay, we got. I'll put a vote to this. Okay, human rawhide.
Ooh.
Kay. I mean, at least
kill shelters.
Kill shelter.
Brindle brickheads.
I like that. I like brindle brickheads.
Unprecedented ferocity in brackets.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. I'm sold now.
Okay, here we go. We got the Canaanus.
That's the life that I live.
Here, put on the headphones. Have a listen. Just wait till you get to the dog.
This sounds like a guy doing... This sounds like Alex's Pomeranian impression.
That's me. No.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell.
I remember it being a lot angrier, like the dog sound. Maybe they have a different dog for...
Lead set, like creative differences. They had to get a different lead singer.
I can hear it. This is awesome. But they need to turn his volume up.
Yeah.
Like he's getting shafted a little bit.
Yeah,
he
like,
is.
Yeah, they're really... taking advantage of the fact that he doesn't have opposable thumbs, because if he did, he'd be leaving the band. This is his talents are really not on display. They need reverb. They need to put a compressor on that.
I also think that metal music with your Pomeranian bark would be a revolution. It would be unbelievable.
It would be
amazing.
It would Rage Against the Palm Machine.
You got to work on that. Although I'd give that best name.
Best name. At least Canaanus really. They seem to commit more to their premise than A Job for Cowboys did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Although, you know,
so true,
Job for Cowboys needed more either cowboy stuff or bovine murder. Apparently.
Yeah.
What is Canaanus's live act like?
They bring in like dog catchers and chains and beat them and bite them.
Beat the dog catchers?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be a great show.
I will say though that it's
beating up public servants.
The name looks a lot like the word anus. So I just caninus. Oh. It's very close to anus.
Cuz dogs anus. It's cuz dogs smell butts. It's like it's a
word
layered.
Wordplay.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why does your t-shirt say "In God We Trust"?
Well, there's a.
It doesn't, Alex. What are you talking about?
There's a website. There's a website where you can buy shirts for $5.
Yes.
But you don't know what's going to be on them.
Oh.
And it's like the junk shirts that nobody else wants.
Yeah.
Right.
And I bought this one, and this is what came. And it's a. At first, I was confused because it's two hands, yeah. And one of them has a gun.
Yeah, it's from the creation of David.
And it's. And at first, I was like, well, "In God we," and it says, "In God we trust" under it. And at first, I was like, why does he have a gun? What's the point of that? But
what you just described is what everyone goes through every time they look at
your t-shirt. Yeah, but this is a deep t-shirt. If you notice, the gun is slipping out of the man's hand.
Oh.
Or woman.
Except from the painting, that's God's hand that's holding the gun.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
God's backing.
Yeah. If you interpret that from the creation of David, that's God passing David a gun.
No, it's slipping out of David's hand because of. Well, I'm maybe they switched it because of some kind of ancient copyright infringement. They had to switch the hands. Yeah. Whereas in the real,
this isn't
painting,
the creation of David. That's not even God's hand.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have the G capitalized.
Oh.
So.
Whoa, that's like a slight.
This
shirt,
see, really shitty.
That's probably why.
A what?
A poor.
Anyways, yeah.
Hey, let's crack open this watermelon we have here. Start eating it. You know. You got some firecrackers.
Yeah.
Break all the rules.
Are you allowed to have hookers in here, guys? Because they should probably leave.
I feel like those would be more okay than food and water.
Yeah,
actually.
They probably would be less opposed to that.
This mic seems dry. Should I wet it?
They're people too.
I said you can't spill hookers.
Oh.
Yeah.
We all heard you.
You heard me?
Yeah. I got one shirt from this website that I don't wear. It's a
white supremacist.
Yeah, it's it's
they
the opposite.
Really have everything.
It's sort of the opposite. It's a police car.
Yeah.
And it says "Shoot back" on it.
Ooh. And you should wear that every day.
No.
That's so badass.
That's scary.
Yeah. So distasteful.
It's so ruthless.
It would be tough to explain the whole like random t-shirt thing while you're.
Yeah. No, guys, listen. It was a $5 t-shirt. I know it's triple XL.
Guys, it was only $5. I didn't know.
They really, all the t-shirts you're getting are very like incendiary. There's a.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the ones that they couldn't get rid of at the, you know, warehouse.
Yeah. I understand why nobody's buying them.
Yeah, but I love this shirt. It's ridiculous. It's weird.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But
I'll wear the shoot back if it fits.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'll find it. I'll dig it out for you.
We going to break?
Yes, we are, sir. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
All right, we're back. Ooh, I love this song. It's from Stardew Valley. I've sunk 50 hours into that game now.
Ooh.
What is Stardew Valley?
It's like a farm. It's like Harvest Moon.
Oh, right. God.
Yeah. I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have a wife now.
You don't have the... you don't
I got
have
a dog.
The work ethic to actually put in hours on a real farm.
No. Not a chance. What are you kidding?
Even though your family... You come from a long line of...
Cow farmers. I mean, they weren't digging in the dirt, okay? We're not... You know, come on.
I'm pretty sure they were.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I had a bad one there.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
You hear
let's
it?
Revisit it. This is a safe
That's,
zone.
It didn't make
this
any
is
sense.
This is a safe zone. It's okay. Go back. Nobody will make fun of you for this.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good. So you were saying, we never worked the dirt. And yeah. I said, oh, I think you did. And then I was going to go, that's where your dad found his bride.
That's as, okay. As I like that one. Like my mom's of some kind of root vegetable.
Yeah. Or a corpse.
Or a corpse. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
You bet your dad dug up your mom. It's like, what? What is that? What are you implying?
That would imply that you're the son of a corpse.
I'm the seed of a corpse.
Son of a corpse.
Son of a corpse.
That's a good name. Yeah, that's a good metal
that's
name.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a lot better than job for a cowboy. At least, like, I would know what
really
son of a corpse sounded
job
like.
Job for a cowboy.
Yeah.
Job for a garbage man. Wait, don't they already have a job? I don't know.
I really didn't think
I'm
that
a garbage man, but I just don't have enough things to do.
Job for a human resource manager.
Yeah.
Job for a job fair executive.
Oh, in IT.
Getting more obscure here as we go along.
In IT, there's a specific type of job, which is I want to become this one day because it's the most pretentious title.
Oh hell yeah!
Ever.
Okay.
It's a solutions architect.
Oh man!
Cool.
Heard that?
No, never.
Solutions architect.
That sounds like marketing jargon.
Call myself solutions architect.
What do they do?
Job for a solutions.
I
want to
build
architect.
A building for those people to jump off.
Dude,
of. That's horrible.
I know. You're like. What do they do? What they do is they make solutions. Like it's just like
chemical
yeah,
solutions.
No, it's just like we need like a good coder, someone who knows like some good networking and coding stuff to like fix a problem.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't just be like IT guy.
Yeah.
No, solutions architect. Pardon me.
That title would make me feel nice and warm and fuzzy.
I think just imagine like anytime you have to talk to one of those people, it's like that scene from The Matrix Reloaded where it's just like, I am the architect. Yeah. Yeah. Can we just meet
Listen,
in like a coffee shop and talk?
I need you to reset my password, okay? Yeah.
They're surrounded by like six different keyboards.
Yeah.
And just going.
You want
like
to
this.
Come with me? You must take this Advil liquid gel. Yeah.
This is not the first Matrix.
Like the people who work at the coffee shop, if they were called like, you know, beverage architect.
It's leaning that way, like you know, sandwich artist. That's a famous one, you know.
Yeah,
that was for like McDonald's or Subway or something. Sandwich
Subway,
artist.
Yeah.
Subway.
Subway. Sandwich artist.
Yeah, man.
Artisans.
I used to be part of the Circle of Excellence.
At Future Shop. Yeah.
Which was
oh,
great
man.
Because it Ooh. Wasn't a circle and it wasn't excellent.
I was would.
What shape were you?
I was a square.
Ow! Oh,
still are. Woo!
That's like Mac geniuses. That would be the worst day.
Oh, yeah.
How many times a day do people come up and be like, oh, you're a genius?
Yeah. Or like it'll be customers which are the worst people in the world. So they'll constantly be like, oh, some genius.
Yeah, some genius.
Oh, thanks, genius.
Yeah, thanks, genius.
I love
genius.
How you, because you can say that sarcastically as such a.
Yeah.
Is it genius?
Yeah.
It could never
be
said.
That's your name. I can say that to you as much as I want.
Most of those people like are probably genius level compared to the customers coming in.
Yeah, they probably
are
pretty
their
smart.
iPod reset, you know? They're like, I don't know how to get my iPod fixed.
And my iPod doesn't work anymore. No, you just have a hardened layer of boogers on the screen.
Here's what you do. You hold the middle button for 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's fixed. Yeah,
that'll be $40.
Yeah.
I had a great scam the other day that I fell for. I had to get my phone fixed.
Uh-huh.
So I went on or I shouldn't say what the store was, but I went on a store.
For water damage?
Uh-huh.
For water damage, yes, sir. Dropped it into the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
every time I actually use it in the bathtub, I think, well, one of these days
really
I'm going to drop
this
in the bathtub. But anyway, so I check Cell Clinic, and I'm looking at the prices online, and the first price, is, I just said the I can't do the story without apparently saying where I went. Okay, so $70.
Whatever.
$70, right? So I go in. I go in, and I'm like, all right, so it'll be $70 to have this fixed, yes?
That's steep.
And they go, well, no, it'll be $90 or whatever. And I go, well, this is, and they're, oh, those prices are for iPhone 4s.
This place is in a butcher shop.
Why wouldn't you put the most recent iPhone as the, you know? It's
really that doesn't, like, that new generation iPhones shouldn't cost any more money. That's a full scam. Did you go through with it?
I did.
Why?
Because you need your phone fixed.
My phone, bro.
There's actually thousands of places in Vancouver that'll fix your phone.
Pretty uniform price, I checked around.
Can you just buy a bag of rice?
There's a dude at a kiosk in Crystal Mall who will fix it for, you know.
He'll pay you.
Combo C.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Combo C. That sounds great.
Yeah, a box of donuts or
something. Yeah, it's like, oh, thanks.
Find the right people, man.
I'm working in the barter system. I'm bringing it back.
What happened to the barter system?
I don't know.
It's tough to trade my IT skills.
How do you think you would fare in the apocalypse, Stuart?
Like when I was buying this coffee, I'll be like, and I'll look at your keyboard for a minute and a half.
Looks good.
I don't know.
Do you have any solutions that need building?
Yeah.
Because I can...
You could say that.
Oh, my God. I could give them so many solutions. That place is always...
That is the most pretentious.
I know.
That really is horrible.
I know. Solutions architect. Like, I would feel bad just describing myself as that. In a way, you know, in a social setting.
Yeah. You feel a little bit good, though, too. You're an architect.
You are.
I would just have to lie.
You solve
Let
everything.
Me patch you into the solutions architect. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
You're not a regular architect. They just make buildings and problems.
Yeah.
You solve.
You kind of do look like the architect, but you have the beard and hair.
Oh, yeah. Well.
It's just very
brown. I need to be 30 years older or
something. You're the prequel.
I'd do anything for Stuart's hair.
I need like,
really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at how luscious it is.
Yeah.
It's a little oily, but there's a lot of it.
Well, the thing... It is oily, but in my defense, I'm working night shifts, and you're the only three people I've seen in
Stuart's defense,
days.
He hasn't showered in a week.
Exactly. So why would I?
Yeah.
Why?
That's right.
Yeah. Why would I?
You don't need to shower to play Pokemon Diamond.
I hardly have any time at home as is, so, you know.
Is that what you've been doing? Are you playing Pokemon?
No, I
haven't been. No, I've been using all my time very productively.
How so?
The radio.
I mean, I'm sure
the
there's so many IT problems happening at 2 in the morning.
Ah, there really isn't.
No.
Because I'm just like an emergency dude.
How to get dominoes out of a keyboard? That's
basically
mostly
like a security guard. Mm. Except instead of
on the internet,
you know, instead of there being any risk.
Your job is like Tron. You're like a Tron security guard.
It's like if something happens, I might have to call someone in the middle of the night and ruin their day.
You're like a security guard at a garbage dump where there's like nobody wants to steal anything anyways.
Except
you're there.
Except in the grid.
Grid.
Yeah. We just need a guy.
Light cycles.
Yeah.
We need a guy here. We just need a guy here to just to be here.
Yep. Yeah. Just to call people.
Kick your feet up.
So that's it. That's what I've been doing.
Some news stories, guys.
News stories.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's kind of fun, especially with the failure of Batman and Superman that we've talked about recently.
DC is
failing to establish its own cinematic universe, so the next people are throwing their head into the ring to make a cinematic universe is Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
And with the next Scooby-Doo movie coming out in like 2018 or something ridiculous, they want to launch their own cinematic franchise.
See, I don't have a problem with Hanna-Barbera because they at least admit to making stuff for kids.
Yeah.
You know, where DC and
it's
Marvel.
It's a grittier reboot. This isn't your dad's
Scooby-Doo.
Movie.
I want Scooby-Doo the gritty reboot.
That would
be
so funnier
good.
Direction to take Scooby. It.
He injects all of his Scooby snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Just right into his bloodstream.
Is it only thing to get him on a case is to just feed his addiction?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Have you guys tried Scooby snacks?
Like the fruit snacks?
No, the drug.
Oh, no. What is it?
Is there a drug actually called Scooby snacks?
No.
Yeah. They were like, it's a, I don't know exactly what's in it, but they were going around for a while.
Oh, my God.
You got to try these Scooby. Let's go on a, so it's already solve some mysteries.
Oh, you talk like a dog, man. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
Be good snacks.
Yeah, I'm okay with the Hanna-Barbera cinematic universe if it's gritty as hell and, like, all rated R.
Christopher Nolan's.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan's Scooby-Doo and the meets the Flintstones.
Don't they already have a universe?
They do, but not a cinematic one. They've just been making
cinematic.
Yeah, like they've just been making garbage Scooby-Doo movies like for 10, 15 years, and they're just like, this is going well. Let's make a whole bunch of different ones.
Yeah,
I feel like. Wow, I feel like I can't remember things that I say.
It's okay. It's great. Keep talking,
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah,
people think, oh man, we need this next one to be gritty and dark. Mm-hmm. Get Knowles. Nolan's your boy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy makes it. Is he? He's pretty freaking vanilla, man.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, he was like, wow, he made that dark, that Batman so dark. Everything was really gloomy, and there was like, it was
punching.
I want to give the reins to Lars von Trier. Let's see what he does with Batman.
Yeah, that's
give
true. To, I also think that
Frank Miller or something, the Scooby-Doo universe.
I also think that Christopher Nolan made Batman dark. In comparison to
yeah.
Tim Burton.
No.
Adam West.
No. Whatever. Who came before or after Tim Burton with the nipple suits?
Oh. Yeah.
Schumacher.
Schumacher.
Right?
Schumacher.
Tim Burton had already done a dark, gritty Batman. Yeah. Like, that was creepy and scary.
Yeah.
Right?
True, yeah.
And weird.
Jack Nicholson was pretty. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, so Christopher Nolan did do a gritty, you know, more like, you know, because technology had caught up and it looked yeah. really good.
Yeah.
But it was gritty in comparison to the Schumacher, you know, things which were crazy.
I mean, the cartoon of Batman is gritty. Batman is gritty and dark.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Is it that? Yeah, it's not like, wow, he's really rethinking things a lot. I don't know why I'm coming at Chris Nolan so hard.
well, no, you're saying that he's not, like, his other works are not that dark because people go to him for like, dark and gritty, like, he's the guy, but you don't think that his other movies really showcase yeah. that at all?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe Memento a bit.
Yeah.
Well, Inception, too. And like that
really,
was,
what's gritty no. about Inception?
What's that? Well, it isn't like a very happy-go-lucky.
I still haven't seen it.
No,
no.
It's
I don't
good.
Like movies. It's not like a popular opinion. But
why don't
statement.
You like movies?
Because they're too long and they mm-hmm. aren't good.
But you watch Counter-Strike for 12 hours.
Yeah, it was great.
That's not long enough. Not long enough.
Yeah.
Let's go through some movies. Stuart, have you seen Blue Velvet?
No.
Have you seen Titanic?
Yes.
Have you seen...
That's a long one, though.
Mm-hmm.
And not a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was...
You're
it
basing
was like,
your whole movie... You're like, are they all like this? This is
no,
terrible.
No.
You gotta hide that shit.
Oh, Titanic came out a long time ago.
He will flip out. He's coming over right now. Is he? Yeah. I'm not looking.
Crumbs
is he angry?
In my pockets.
Why are you scared of the community...
Jeez.
I didn't know.
I don't have any equipment in front
living,
of me.
Guys.
But no, Titanic I was what, 11?
Yeah.
12, you
yeah.
know? Like I hadn't quite developed my opinions yet. Now that yeah. I'm an adult, I don't like movies cuz I don't understand how like 2 years ago a year ago, you see like a trailer for a movie and yeah. you're like, that movie looks bad.
Right.
And then every other trailer makes it look bad. The casting makes it look bad. Everything says the movie is going to be bad. And then people still go and see it in droves and are all like, that movie was awful. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like Batman versus Superman. It's like, didn't everyone know it was going to be bad since...
People are really,
forever,
really
you
dumb.
Know?
I was holding on to hope yeah. for Batman, Superman, because
oh,
I love that
on.
Conflict. And I knew. Everybody knew.
We were
I
shaking
held on
him.
To hope.
You're an idiot. Bad director, bad trailer.
I know.
I mean, it's not
going to
be good.
I still
good.
Haven't seen it. I'm still probably going to go
well,
see it.
Well, at least
it.
You haven't seen it. Oh,
but
you're gonna
why?
I am. What's that?
See, yeah, why? This yeah, is...
See, Stuart, you have a test subject right here.
I don't...
You can get to the bottom.
I don't get it. It's...
Because
know,
I enjoy watching all movies.
It's like if there was a sandwich that looked bad and smelled bad and everyone said it was
mouth.
Bad and you're like, yeah, I think I'll... Yeah, it really was bad.
Peanut
but
butter
then,
versus anchovies
it took
was
you,
terrible.
Yeah, then it took you 2.5 hours to eat that sandwich as
yeah.
well. Like, ugh, forget it.
Oh, you gotta try it.
Well, because he's seen sandwiches that were that were bad before and eaten them and liked them.
Yeah.
Despite all of his better...
Despite what everybody else said, anchovies and peanut butter worked well for me.
Oh,
I
yeah?
thought the tart and
Name
the salty...
one sandwich.
What are we talking about here? Case. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. No, every movie that people have been like, yeah, that was a bad movie that I happened to go see was like a bad movie or something. But then again... The other thing is, like, I can't tell good acting from bad acting at all.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been able... People are like, oh, the acting in that movie was awful. I've never felt that about a single movie I've seen. Because it just...
I should make a short film where I'm the star. And tell me if I'm a bad... Because I'm definitely a bad actor.
Okay.
If I know the person in the movie, then I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's Alex. And that'll take me out of it.
Guys,
but if
I
don't
know
the person.
I'm going to make, because Tangerine, you know that movie on Netflix, shot on iPhone? I'm going to shoot my own iPhone movie.
Mm.
And you tell me if it's good. I'm going to act the hell out of that.
You should.
Yeah.
You want another unpopular opinion?
Yeah.
Acting is easy.
Whoa!
Hello!
Super easy.
Have you ever acted before?
All right, let's do some skits.
Yes, I've acted my entire life. I act differently around my boss, my parents, my friends. I act when I'm ordering pizza. I act like I like people.
How do you act
like,
when you're
you
ordering
act
pizza?
Like,
because
yeah,
you always act
though.
Differently. You act
there's
differently
a though.
In every situation.
But you're not in that situation.
And
you're
then
not.
actors always say, oh, you don't want to overact. Like acting... is more about it's more about editing than it is about skill.
Whoa. Well, actors call in 604-UPCCITR.
But you're acting like yourself regardless.
Yeah.
So you're not acting like I want you to call the pizza guys as Captain Picard and do a good job of it.
As Captain Picard?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't do the accent.
Okay, as a starship captain in the middle of a
well,
Klingon fight.
Hello, Domino's. Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
Pizza.
That's what he's going to say.
You have a forum right here.
Which Star Trek episode do they order pizza?
I think
from
Journey
Domino's
Home.
During a fight with some Klingons
or
something.
But that's the point. Like Meryl Streep in Sophie's Choice.
But that would be acting.
She has to act as though she's deciding which one of her kids is getting taken to a death camp.
Yeah.
Not ordering a
deep
dish.
And so they do 50 shots. They do 50 shots of it, and they go, stop overacting. and then they take the one that like looks the best. There's all sorts of studies about this sort of thing.
Nobody goes, wait a minute, I can't act here. This isn't realistic. A starship captain would never be ordering pizza. You just have to act like it would.
No.
So that
commit to
you
the
already
character.
Can't act because you can't act like it's a real thing.
Yeah, but if you saw Patrick Stewart ordering pizza on the Starship Enterprise,
I'd be convinced.
I'd be like, wow, he's acting great in this commercial, which is probably a situation where that would happen.
Yeah.
Which involves acting.
No.
No?
No. I'm not saying...
What about, okay, if
I'm not
acting
saying
is
that
editing...
There's no good
what about the
actors?
Stage? What about
I'm
stage
I'm not
actors?
Saying that there's no good actors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm saying that 99% of actors are just... Like it's just looks
just faking it.
It's just looks.
I do
it's
kind
acting.
Of agree in that I think it's casting. I think that we could cast Simon in the right role for something and it would be a knockout performance.
It's not just casting, but it's also editing.
Yeah.
And it's also the direction and it's also the this and the that and the whatever. Like so much of the like just a little sliver of the pie is the person's actual skill.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's very true.
It
takes a village.
I did that CBC thing a while ago, and I read it one week, and I heard it dry because I recorded it in the studio.
Yeah.
And when they added the music to it, like I didn't like the music.
Musically,
it completely changed the like my voice. Yeah. I sounded completely different.
Music absolutely changes everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
what about
you go.
If it's
I'm
editing.
Glad you agree with me. Acting's awful.
It must be really a hit on a date. You meet her. So, what kind of movies are you into? I don't like movies. Oh, you don't have a favorite actor? Ah, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Acting stupid.
I'm in acting school. Ah, 99% of actors are dumb.
Yeah.
Why are you taking me to a Domino's?
Yeah, I wouldn't be saying let's go to a movie on a date.
Whatever. You know.
What's her ideal first date,
like,
Stuart?
She'd be like, I'm in acting. I'd be like, well, you're not good looking enough to, you know, I mean, sorry. That's
there are lots of ugly actors, you know, who have made it just because they're ugly.
Down to looks and location.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Did an actor beat you up, Stuart? Like, what?
No, I just don't like movies, and I think they're overpaid. I realize that there are a lot of actors who don't make it, and they don't make a lot of money. But then there are people who, like, show up, and it's like, oh, yeah, say, you know, that you like baseball. And then you look at the camera, and you're like, yeah, I like baseball. And they're like, that was incredible. $4 million.
I understand this is all stemming from Stuart does not like movies. He doesn't find them fun.
Yeah.
And he's angry that everyone else on the planet does. And so he's channeled his anger into ripping movies apart. So I understand.
Yeah,
you're bitter
and actors.
Well,
yeah.
It actors comes especially. From you feel left out of the conversation. So you have to make
it
crazy.
It might all just come from the fact that I can't tell good acting from bad acting. So yeah,
I think a lot of people can't. I agree with you there. Like it is subjective a lot of the time. Like, oh, I love that actor. He's great.
That was a really subdued performance.
It's like, what?
He did nothing.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
They're like wine connoisseurs. Full body and flavor.
Yeah.
You can taste the oak.
I agree with you
there. Oh, it
wasn't
casked in oak.
I had a wine the other day, and we were reading reviews, because it's actually a really cool app where you can just, you hold your phone over any wine logo. And it's not even like a barcode, or it's just the label, and it'll find what the wine is, and you can read what other people have said about it, which is a cool idea. But then you read what people say, and it's like an excellent vanilla currant flows through perfect acidity. And then you drink it, and it's like, yeah, it's wine.
It tastes like wine.
It tastes pretty much the same as all other wine.
You didn't get the vanilla currant?
No, it didn't. Okay, that was a good example, because it didn't taste like vanilla in any way.
That's because you couldn't taste it. That's your fault.
That's true. That people do say stuff about an experienced palate.
So,
right?
If all your friends were going on wine tours every weekend, be like, hey, you want to go on a wine tour? You'd be like, no, I don't like wine. Wine tours are boring. That's how I feel about movies.
I can't tell the difference between a good wine and bad wine.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. And the whole wine industry, everybody's so overpaid. It's just gluttonous.
That's true.
That's why the movie Sideways is so bad. It combines wine and acting.
And movies, and acting.
Yeah. No, I
that's the worst.
I've always found that I'll like a character more than an actor. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
is that
like
not a sign of good acting?
I don't know if that's good acting or good direction
or good writing.
Casting or good writing or good
the casting.
You know,
yeah. Okay.
All that.
What's
sort of
stuff. What's a character that you love?
I liked Jude Law's character in Gattaca.
Oh, okay.
But
what a strange movie to bring up.
That was a great movie. I like that movie. See, I don't hate all movies.
Why do you like that? What differentiates, though, if like it's like the perfect time and you also like the acting doesn't bother you in some way? Like, what's the standard that you're setting?
I don't know. I just watch it and I'm not going to pretend like I'm a film critic.
No currants or vanilla.
Everyone on Rotten Tomatoes.
But it's you're so passionate about it, and yet you go, oh, yeah, but I like that one. That was good.
15-year-olds who are like, the acting in this, I don't like it. Giving it a rotten.
I do remember once
those
are the
professionals.
I was talking to my roommate, Jamie, who's really into actors and acting in movies.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about Sean Penn's performance in Milk.
Okay.
That was such a boring movie.
That was an incredible performance. There was this one part where he's listening to a phone call, and he's really like, he's nervous and he's focused, and he goes to take a sip of his coffee, but he just does the motion. He doesn't actually drink it. He just lifts it and then he puts it back down. Isn't that incredible? And I went, not really, actually.
Yeah.
If you think of it as like someone is trying to fake the natural movements, right? Mm-hmm. So it's incredible if that was like a spur of the moment thing that Sean Penn did. It takes some kind of insight to do that. You know what I mean? To know to do that, to know that in a moment of intense anxiety or emotion, you're going to do that thing. But I mean, there's so, like Stuart's saying.
He was trying to
there, who knows?
Have a sip of coffee while he was sad on the phone. Like, that doesn't even seem realistic.
And that
to
might
begin
not
with.
Even have been him. Like the way that Stuart's saying it, that could have been the director. Been like, could you raise the coffee and then not drink it? That would look
it's
cool.
Like, oh, he's having this breakdown while he's trying to slice a piece of cheese. And then instead of making a perfect slice, he just cuts off a wedge of a corner. Oh, my
goodness.
He was
so deep.
He was making an iceberg salad and texting. Yeah, exactly. And he couldn't get the message out. He could not.
Did you see how he lifted that leaf
that
slightly?
That movie was super boring. Was
I never saw Milk.
Oh, don't.
Stuart just doesn't like film.
Don't. You might as well watch literal Milk for 2 hours instead.
And get
the
same.
There's more action in that movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Good question.
I like mostly comedies. So I like Spaceballs.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it's, you know,
fun.
You got, I'm a big Star Wars fan. It's funny Star Wars. I really liked Children of Men. I thought that was cool movie.
Yeah,
you ever
seen
that one? Yeah, that was good. See, I'm just all over the place.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
So
I really like
Children of Men and Star
I really
Wars
like the
and Star
Dark
Wars
Knight.
Accessories.
I thought the Dark Knight was a great movie.
I'll tell you what I really don't like about the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight Rises was bad though.
I think the Dark Knight is good because of the Heath Ledger and, but I feel like they tried to shoehorn in the Two-Face stuff. And I really think it stinks. Like, I do not think that made sense. Like, first of all, he's got this huge burn on his face. That guy with that burn is not going nowhere.
No kidding.
That really, and I know movies aren't realistic, but the Batman that they're going for is like a more realistic one. And that really took me out of the film. And it was just like, I just felt bad for the guy. It's like, wow, that looks like it really hurts. And then, but suddenly he becomes evil. Just like, his motivations did not make sense.
That was a bit jarring.
To become a killer.
Yeah.
No.
We'll be right back.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
The very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks for that territory.
Thank you. Yeah.
And
thanks for letting us have that.
Yeah. we're hanging out with Stuart, having some fun. We're talking about movies and how Stuart doesn't really like them.
Not a fan. No.
Which is kind of interesting.
He does.
I've met some people that don't like food. And those people are really, like, I'm just not into food.
Sorry, I only eat chicken fingers and ketchup.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I went to university with a guy like that.
Yeah, that's all he eats?
What did he eat?
Every meal, every single day, bananas, cereal, toast with peanut butter.
And Fun Dip.
No. Did he eat milk with the cereal or just dry cereal?
Oh. No, he had milk with it.
Okay. If he didn't have milk, that guy's a murderer. Like, that would be.
My ex-girlfriend would do that. She'd be
dry cereal?
Yeah, I just like taking handfuls of dried flakes.
Of like what? Shredded wheat or something? Or?
Yeah. It wouldn't even be like a sweet one. It would be like organic.
Yeah.
Corn crunch.
Ugh. Definite murder.
That's why I broke up with him.
She's eating shredded wheat out of the package. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's Yuck. Horrifying.
Yeah. Well.
I got a funny story.
Okay. We got about 3 minutes here.
Okay. That's a short anecdote.
Yeah, for sure.
About a year ago, I had this pot cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, well, I don't think this is very strong. I'm not really feeling it, so I'm going to smoke a joint.
Oh, yeah, that's the old story, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then it hit me all at once, I got a call that was the most important. It was like, I need you to come and meet my dad.
Oh, God.
My ex-girlfriend. We're hanging out with some of my family at Steamworks.
Why don't you, at that moment, why don't you just say, I just ate a pot cookie and I was smoked.
Because no, that's completely true. I should have said, I feel so sick or something. I should have said anything.
But in your head, you're like,
I got this. I have to
do this. Or you're like, this is so important. I have to do it.
No, because I had the paranoia was hitting. I went, this is, I have
exactly.
to do it.
Yeah.
I have to do it. So I was you're caught. Like,
what do they think of me if I don't go?
Storm.
I
have
Oh, mother of God.
So I go, and it gets stronger as I'm going.
Of course.
And I get there, and I go, may I go to the bathroom? I said that because I'm like, I'm just going to go. So I go to the bathroom. Now, have you ever been to the bathroom at Steamworks?
No.
It is the most elaborate.
Oh, I have.
You go down a staircase, and you have to go through this, like airlock that opens, and then you go down another hallway.
Oh, my God.
And you go past, like, the brewery, and then you get to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom, and I'm completely – and, of course, I press, like, the Dyson Airblade, and it's like – and I'm like, ah! So then I come out, and – I was standing in the bottom, kind of in the middle of where all the different paths intersect in Steamworks, and I got lost. I got completely lost in Steamworks. I went, I will never find my way out of here. And I looked around for, like, I was standing there for, like, just an eternity waiting. And then I went to Steamworks yesterday, and I went to that same place, and I was like, oh, this is literally the easiest thing in the world. That's how high it was. There was a sign right there that went this way to your dining area. Yeah. And I was like, how can anyone navigate this labyrinthian maze? Well, that's what a maze is a labyrinth.
Labyrinthian. Yeah.
A bit redundant, but.
Stuart, you got anywhere you want to plug?
Let's plugs.
Let's plugs.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on, I think, Jaeger's on May 2nd.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, that's a good Jaeger's Kits.
Cool. Yep. Jaeger's Kits, yeah.
But
it's close to UBC. Come on down to Jaeger's for the comedy night.
And you, Alex.
And I'll be at Cafe du Soleil next week for their comedy show on Wednesday.
And Gavin? I'll be at Goldie's this Saturday at 9, Goldie's Pizza on Pender Street, and that's always a lot of fun.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Very good. That was a lot of fun. Coming up next, we got the Community Living Show staring anxiously at us through the window, so come on in here, boys.
Hey, Community Living Show. It's your time to do your show.
I thought they were listening.
Thank you, Alex.
Come on in. Yeah. All right, we'll see you later.
Give up your dreams of acting, everyone.
If you or someone